By the power of Grayskull, we are here at World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. Yep. The pants are off. The popcorn is buttered. We're ready.
That's what was supposed to be buttered? I am so sorry.
Oh, ooh. JT.
It's going to be fun walking around.
I feel like that should be a t-shirt. It's going to be fun. Oh, the popcorn was supposed to be buttered? Going to be fun walking around. Quote, JT Gunter. All right. All right. Anybody who wants to call in, this is more adult-themed segment of the show. We do this once a month. So we just do one segment. There's
one change and one rule.
We have one rule. Well, I mean, the other rules, like be ready and all that, that's all there. But the only real rule we have, no hate speech. Yep. We still don't do that. All right. So one segment, it's kind of done in the return engagement style. So anybody who wants to call in, you can. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Skype ID, World Poetry, open mic. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. Right. World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. All right, and we're now I gotta be Massachusetts from the great band Ylvis, Y-L-V-I-S. They were the ones who were made famous here for the What Does a Fox Say song, which is not actually the best representation of them at all.
No.
They're insanely talented.
They are.
Ridiculously funny.
Yep.
And two favorites of JT and I. And the fact is, this whole segment has been worth it just because we were able to play that one.
So good.
Yeah, really good stuff. Anyway, we're here. We have any callers we have? We have five?
Five.
Five callers here lined up for the After Dark segment. So, yeah. All right, let's get right into it. Let's go now to Philip in Kentucky. We all know what the initials for Kentucky are.
KY.
Boom. Hey, Philip, how's it going?
I'm with my jelly. KY.
Yeah.
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 Who gave this boy license?
It's all right, Philip.
Before I read, could I make a request from JT real quick?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
JT, could you put a little butter on it, buddy?
Depending on where you need it, apparently not on popcorn.
Certainly not on popcorn. My God.
I'm afraid. That was fun. That was good.
The thing that's weird, Philip, is that when we're sitting around a table talking and there's other people around, we're exactly the same way.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, we've had people go, you guys are nuts. Like, you guys should do radio or something. You're weird.
Like, funny you should mention that.
We do. It's called World Poetry Open Mic. And many other shows. You do other shows as well.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done a Radio Angry in a while. We've got some fictional stuff we've been working on for a while.
Yeah.
That we're excited to be getting done. But man, I got to tell you, I've been doing that one every single day. And I'm getting closer. I'm getting close. I'm not gonna stop until I've hit one every single day. But I think once I've done a whole year of every single day, I might do something ridiculous and do one every couple days.
Okay.
You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed, and I couldn't do that. I can hardly complete a sentence when I'm being questioned by, authorities. So.
Well, Judge, I can't complete any sentences. I don't want to incriminate myself.
All I know to say is, I didn't do it. Call my lawyer.
Yeah.
I actually remember seeing a video once of lawyers and a police captain, an ex-police captain, saying, yeah, legally you should never talk to the cops. I was like,
yeah,
okay,
right.
I'll just take that to heart.
Yeah, or read Kafka. Kafka,
exactly. Carry a copy with you at all times.
Yeah, right. Well, I will get to it, and thank you for the license for this After Dark.
You're quite welcome for the license.
I do appreciate it. All right, the title. Practicing magic in front of someone else's looking glass. And here we go. ripe poppies boated in from China, fresh reveries, foils for Hallmark cliches about silver lining bullshit. Imagine the blood droplet red dots prepared and set sail on little vessels translated as junk. Visions of Dorothy Gale's immaculate ruby slippers up close, personal, on loan or purloined from the lion, the MGM vaults pouring lush technicolor through even the cheapest television when locked inside one's hide. During lulls between shipments, we'll find entertainment in oddities, gathering words without syntax, neither lists nor meaningless spontaneity, simply words, fragments, predicates dislodged from otherwise sound and upstanding complete sentences. Scribble them across paper towels, unsent envelopes, unsanitary napkins, blood clotted cotton, and so on. Trash disguised for a new era of refined plagiarism. Continue robbing myself after nodding off, blissfully anesthetized in a vacant emerald shrine lit up by pyres and one still burning auto de fe from when another less fortunate criminal no name last cooked up. Spikes, high heels, junky gear, make-believe anonymous bouncer and part-time hitman employed by the first Buddha, Siddhartha, a Bodhi bodyguard while he squats beneath his tree, soon to get brand recognition after enlightenment. Gautama's insistence, poverty is panacea, unquote, lulling me towards sleep, disguised this time as the scarecrow, come into my little fetishist space, and so thieves my magic shoes. And there it is, fellers.
Very, very nice. A good read for the After Dark.
I appreciate it. I thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Hey, you know, hey, say hi to your mother for me.
And one day I will come to Colorado and really wreck the place. So,
hey, you know, we will happily have you in Colorado, and we'll show you all the places to wreck.
Oh, that's very kind. I would really like that. I think you guys would get along with my lady. Her name's Lexi. I think you know that, but she's a real sweetheart, and she I think she would enjoy your guys' company too. She's a little bit older. She certainly gets down still. So,
hey,
anyway,
you describe me.
Yeah. I'm a happy man, so thank you so much for making me a happy man, and I really enjoy it, and I look forward to the next poets.
Hey, thank you, Philip. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you next time.
Right.
And that was Philip calling from Kentucky, land of jelly.
There you go.
All right.
That's the word for it.
Yeah. So if we were going to keep using letters to hint at things that are a little bit blue or adult.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut.
At things that are a little bit blue or adult.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
Hey, Barbara, how's it going?
Hey. What kind of letter is and what things are you in here?
Oh, no, I've got nothing. I got nothing.
Okay. Well, Philip just always just... He like takes away my mind sometimes. That one especially just zipped right in and took everything out. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were high, then I might have understood it, but I'd have to read it to really figure out what he was talking about. But I got kind of what he was talking about. But anyway, before I got all involved with the show today, and I got here, I wrote this, so it's kind of maybe all over the place, but it's called Baby, You Make Me Wild. Baby, you make me wild the way you stand there with those smoldering eyes and gentle smile. It's the smile that gets me, the way it eats into my body and makes its way toward all the pleasure places as if your fingers were trailing behind. And then your voice, so low and sexy, urging me to move closer. And yeah, it's too much. My body has only so much willpower and is immune to you and your wiles, slipping into a state of euphoria at the idea of your touch. Yes, you make me wild and lubricate my zones until I must have you and all with just your smile and voice. And I imagine your fingers tiptoeing down my body to the place that waits for them and yearns for all of you to fill me up until my cries leap from a mouth that has taken possession of yours and will not let go. End poem.
What can one say?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about something that's inside of me like that. I just don't know.
Fair enough.
Smiles are definitely very euphoric to me. They really... If a guy smiles at me, that's, you know, that's pretty much it.
So how many teeth are we talking? Does this person have to have for it to have the same effect? At what point did the lack of teeth start you know, pulling it the wrong direction?
Well, I wouldn't mind the bottoms not being there. I mean, but the tops, they, you know,
the top
kind
teeth
of a must.
So really, a big overbite's okay with you, but an underbite's just like a no-go.
Nah, I don't like overbites either. I'm very picky.
Okay, all right. So top row teeth, bottom row not so much. Top row teeth's got to be there. Not an overbite or an underbite.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think you just gave us a new idea for a dating app. Which row of teeth do you prefer?
We'll just call the app Teeth.
I would not be on that. Okay. Anyway, Barbara, thank you very much.
See, I never think about the teeth. I just feel that it would be something that would be, you know, a smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I don't think about the teeth. I mean, being from the north, pretty much don't think about that.
You don't have to worry about the teeth. I got to say, though, most people don't realize this, that New Jersey is actually, in fact, in the Deep South.
You can say that, but I've been in New Jersey.
Oh, I've been to Jersey, too. And I got to tell you, I'd never felt more like I was in the Deep South than when I was in New Jersey.
It depends on the south. I was in the south of Jersey. That might be it.
Maybe. Mm.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. This is what your show, you know, inspires me to write. So.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Okay. Good night. And have a great weekend. And hopefully, you know, everything will be cool this weekend for you. And we will all have a cool weekend with nothing exciting happened. I really wish that we could have a weekend that, you know, just nothing happens. You know, no breaking news, nothing. Just, oh, it's very dull today. No breaking news.
Yeah, would be they're nice. Never going to do that, Barbara. They're going to come up with stuff to talk about if it gets like that. There's no news. The sky is falling.
Right. The sun came out really bright today.
We might die one day, everybody.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right, thank you.
See you next week. You guys are going to be on next week, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Good night. And
good night.
See you next week. Okay. Bye. Okay,
bye. All right. That was Barbara calling from Connecticut. All right. Now, using letters that we don't really need to go into as far as things that it can complete, let's go to Titus in the UK. Hello, Titus.
Good day, sir.
All right. We're back. Happy to hear your voice again.
Well, it's a best time of the morning to actually read this one. It's cringe time. It's one of those Earth Angel ones again.
Oh, great.
I've got nothing. I'm just low on the ground with poetry, so I brought this one out, Earth Angel. This is for Charles Burnaby, who is Spider Race on all poetry. He's Belfopgor, which means Lord of Opening. So this is, I won't, no more ado, just to actually say that this is a shadow acrostic. Cadence, the hematic arrival of music, our lifeblood becomes sapphic. Hemiolus, as the musical figures, the shift in meter becomes anaglyph, a length of musical time divided into six equal parts. This our ecclesia, referred to groups who superimpose a watchful eye. This our courtier, liaisons with the gods you cannot see. Least of all I mention an arrival, emissary to a caste of legions who themselves remain as one acolos. Brother, you the gateway to a free world behind one faith to exurb entice. We do envelop a means to arbitrary leisure and making stable radiuses among us interwine an inclement our all or nothing merger. Near reform transcribes findings from us, how man's corrected vision, a seat, as we picture or cocoon ourselves within this vastness, a euphoria. Beatitudes are portrayed to begin accounted. It observes as a proverb in the Vulgate, each blessing begins with the most competent mastery. Compromise conducts the signature bereavement. Some spatial music heartened by soft enchantment, and all constellations are within reach ascetically. We, the positive minds, we beseech a beautiful mantra. Ruling hearts and auspicious threads are intricately led within another lifetime. Pain and suffering is merely cushioning the past. An archival elevates an illusion of the posterior side of bargaining is we delegate something angels are good at. A peace offering on earth be priceless. By these illusions, dreams, unlike the clouds you see, not to disturb, ever so light, without it, insight gathering, though fear does anticipate recusals, are referred to for your participation of this action as receiver. Never to again be rectified, this acolos we record, shall once again acoustic ones lament. For angels, a contented sound develops an aria, beginning the call, does our bargaining with the earth, which isn't big. In size, love accounts vastness as a universal length, you as our virtuosi. End of poem.
It's a lovely fitting piece for the, in addition to the Earth Angel collection.
The sound has gone down a little bit, Michael.
I think I was just being quiet, actually.
Okay.
No, it was a fitting contribution to the Earth Angel collection. And it's a lovely piece.
Rather than the After Dark, I'd prefer this the Before Morning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
When no one's listening.
Well, we're happy to have you be able to contribute it and everything, and it definitely makes our day. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. And that was Titus calling from the UK. All right. Well, JT, we're about ready to try to go to Alabama.
I just wanted to double check. I'm sorry. I had to double check on something.
No problem.
Yeah, ready to go.
All right, let's go to Alabama. Hello, Stan.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I was kind of wondering about you and the lady for talking about the teeth.
I was like, I got to kind of quickly get out of this, don't I?
Well, I was just waiting for you to go all Jay Giles, Full House 5 Live on her there for a minute.
And that's why I didn't, because I said, the only thing I said that was starting to go that direction, I said, I would definitely not be on that app.
Well, I can give it to you from Jay Giles' point of view for guys.
Yeah, very true.
They even prefaced it. One of the live performances, he actually prefaced a song before he sang it with this. Are you ready? This is lovely.
Okay.
Take out your false teeth, mama. I want to suck on your bones.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Perfect for right after Titus, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, something equally to that.
All right.
This is sort of a bit of a old hippie and slippery kind of poem here called Sex Trip. Mind-bending night, a full-on purple haze, sexual prowess alive, ardor now ablaze. She appears through the mist, eyes aflame, her voice like foreplay, hisses my name. I can see her body glisten, sensual and surreal, all the fuels mirrored desire, so beautifully revealed. Hair full and flowing like a living flame, a female predator, stalking me like game. Her face reflects the hunger and the need, nipples straining, beg me to ravage and feed. Sweet scent of sweat and her sex fill the air, releases my beast, our primal instincts to share. Every gasp and sigh, wondrous music to our dance. Every part of our bodies tasted, now in a sexual trance. Now locked, entangled limbs, our hips drive us to the peak. Growls, moans, and screams, thirsting for the release we seek. Wave after wave of orgasms whip through our bodies and minds. Our sexual juices and sweat flowing like passion, sweet wine. Neither of us satisfied, we're fucking like we're hellbent. This is an epic volcanic explosion that must erupt till it's spent. Ah. Oh. In the morning, I'm blinded by the light of day. In fluid-soaked sheets entangled where I lay. Fall from the bed, drag my body to the bathroom. Spunked out, funked up like a shit-fed mushroom. Got the shower raining on me, head getting clear. Start shedding the funk of this wet dream veneer. Drizzling salt stops burning eyes. Now not so alarmed as feeling returns to my hands, legs, and arms. Head finally clearing, thinking straight, not tweaking. You old dumbass hippie. Dude, what were you thinking? Bad lesson trip learned, man. Take it from me. Never mix Viagra with your fucking LSD. Damn. In peace.
Stan, you didn't tell me you were going to be covering Emily Dickinson. Man.
I'll see if she has a sister.
Can you imagine? You walk in, you're discovering all of Emily Dickinson's work, you know, after her death, and you find something like that, and you go, what the?
We got to put this under some other person's name.
Wouldn't that be a strange fact? It comes out Shel Silverstein, all of his work was actually Emily Dickinson. It's like, what? What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was one hell of a choice, it. Man. I liked it.
That would be the perfect twist. I would love that.
Well, everything else is so damn weird nowadays. I don't really assume anything's off the table.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Man. Well, hey, Stan, that was a great choice for an After Dark choice. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
And on to the next.
All right. Thank you, Stan. We'll talk to you next time. And that was Stan calling from Alabama.
It's good stuff.
Good Lord. All right. So now.
I don't know how to hit.
All right, now we're going to head.
No.
No?
No. I don't know where I'm at.
Well, JT.
Yeah?
You're in a land where everything is possible.
Oh, well then, in that case.
Well, in that case, I'll stop worrying and just enjoy everything.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mary in Arizona. Hello, Mary.
Here we are. This is where you're at. We are where we're at.
We are wherever where we are. Yep, we sure are.
Get the plastic wrap. Come on, hurry up. Jesus, what are we waiting for? This cute little knight? You're pushing envelopes on me, you know. I never really did an erotica in a public venue. Never, never, ever, ever. So think of this. Mm-hmm. Got my little black drop. I'll put it on. I'm putting on Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, because why wouldn't that be in the background of what I'm about to read?
Okay.
I'm going to read a little something that I just found by Kim Adonazio. What do women want? I'm going to enter from stage left with red velvet curtains parting, maybe with a little purple dress with my little blue turquoise button thingy and a little ruffle. Just some god darn thing. There, let's do it. What do women want? I want a red dress. I want it flimsy and cheap. I want it too tight. I want to wear it until someone tears it off. I want it sleeveless and backless. This dress. So no one has to guess what's underneath. I want to walk down the street past Thrifty and the hardware store where all those keys glitter in the window. Past Mr. and Mrs. Wong selling day-old donuts in the cafe. Past that Giraud Brothers laying cakes from the truck and onto the dolly, hoisting the slick snouts over their shoulders. I want to walk like I'm the only woman on earth, and I can have my cake. I want that red dress back. I want to confirm your worst fears about to show you how little I care about you or anything except what I want. When I find it, I'll pull that garment from the hanger like I'm choosing a body to carry me into this world. Through the birth cries and the love cries too. And I'll wear it like the bone, like skin. It'll be a goddamn dress they'll bury me in. That's it. If I read any more, I couldn't even take it.
We love it, Mary.
And closing up the show, Mary takes off her wig and shows them all her pretty. No, it's still blonde when I dye it.
Hey, that works.
Hey, you know what? At least you have hair to dye.
I have some parts, and they do all right. Other parts, well, we're not going to talk about.
Hey,
I love you guys. This was just grand.
Mm-hmm. We loved it. Thank you so much.
90s for all. 90s and nightcaps.
Yes. Nighties and nightcaps for everyone as well. That's a great way to say it. Good night, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was Mary calling from Arizona, rounding out our After Dark segment. It's been a great show tonight. Thank you to everybody. And I want to just wish us all a great, great week. I hope everyone has an awesome time and that you're able to relax. I hope that this next week, with all the ridiculous election hoopla that's going to happen, that things turn out the way that you're hoping they turn out. But no matter what happens, we're going to be here next week. We'll see you here next week. We'll meet you here at the same time. So from Novia, the studio cat, from Mercer, the studio dog, from myself, from JT, thank you. We love you. And we'll talk to you next time.